Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are. Here we are. Here's for the people.
Egyptian mummies and a flag of a moon, and can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youth, cause it's not like the future depends on it. But save the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee them a make big money. This is how the media pillages on TV, the picture is savages the villages, and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids, stereotyping the image of the images, and this is what the image is. You buy a car, keep on stand, all of a sudden you are there, Indiana Jones. And I keep all the gold and keep all the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzi I've ever seen and I've ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see and it's all that will ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like we'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them go flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic lineage where them two can defeat and them could have never clone. A spiritual DNA that spent in my soul and I will forever own, Lord.
Yeah. Sabali, that's patience. What the old folks told me. Can you get with that? Discovering a world before this world. A world buried in time. Uncovered with rhyme. It's no realer.
We born not knowing, are we born knowing all? We growing wiser, are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was static, you went too far, you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again, everybody would have started lost. The average man can't prove up most of the things that he chooses to speak of. And still run research and find out the roots of the truth that you seek of. Got us teaching universities and claim that they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose starts running. And the rich get fixed up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with the wet mud. Can you read signs? Can you read stars? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows? Even though you drive cars, can you survive against all odds now?
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers, people that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. For now, who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it and try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming, eating, deleting, ruining.
trying to get paper. Gotta have land, gotta have acres. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch niggas play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsies, seances, mystical prayers. You superstitious, throw salt over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me. Sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. I'm fearless, I'm fearless. Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. It's like a military soldier, 10-7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Dang. To all the wisdom and knowledge seekers of the world. Savali. Patience. Yeah.
Free to land. Welcome to another episode of the Division of Government of the Public Affairs Radio. I'm your co-host, Minister Umar Shakir, with the National Minister of Information. I adore my fellow co-host, Brother Ike McHaley, the National Minister of Interior. Before we go further into the broadcast, I'd like to read a few things in regard to the short history of the Republic of Africa. The Republic of Africa was founded by a Declaration of Independence, signed in the dairy room of the black-owned 20 Grand Motel in Detroit on Sunday night, March 31st, 1968. The bottom to be for black people in America having exhausted all reasonable hope for justice and a decent life, that part of America, the simple black nation, that will make justice and a decent life possible for us independent America. By this act of declaration and the subsequent election of a provisional government, the founder gave to black people the one ingredient we needed to qualify us formally as a nation. That ingredient was a government. For by international practice, a nation exists where is one, a people with a common culture and history; two, live on a common territory; on a three, their own government. Founders acknowledged two problems from the very beginning. First, all black people did not know about the new government, or that legally black people are not really citizens of the U.S. and can rightfully become citizens of our own nation. And therefore, all people did not accept the new government as their own. Second, the land which the new republic claimed as the land of the nation, those five in the deep south, forming those Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, was still under control of the U.S. government. In other words, the land of the new nation was subjugated land, captive land, and the new government was, therefore, a government captivity. All the policies of the government from their founding until this date have been designed to solve these two problems. One, to let all black people know about the new nation and their right to be citizens in it, and two, to free the land. The creation of the republic was the direct work of the Malcolm X Society in Detroit, which had been formed in 1967, carrying the work of the black messiah, Malik Al-Haj Shabazz, Malcolm X, assassinated 2 years earlier. The society analysis of black life in America included that black people could not integrate into America and make it a decent, non-racist society except at the cost to black people too great for us to pay. This conclusion was supported directly by the evidence of the Martin Luther King era, in which black people for 10 years offered themselves a nonviolent sacrifice to redeem racial whites, only to find whites in America as persistently racist in the end as in the beginning. Brother Amari Abedele, a founder of Malcolm X Society, took three principles of Malcolm philosophy, self-defense, internationalism, and independent land, and welded them into the Malcolm X Doctrine. His doctrine was to provide guidelines for the former establishment of the nation, and during 1967, decided to circulate it in a manuscript form. In February 1968, the Society published the document as a small book called War in America. By that time, members of the Society had concluded that unless they took immediate steps to internationalism, to internationalize the black struggle, to stop, in other words, from acting as if we believe other ourselves to be U.S. citizens, U.S. government will soon crush the nations under U.S. law, and the nations will have no right to international help or support. If we decide to declare ourselves formally and before the world a non-citizen of the U.S., and as citizens instead of our own nation. This meant to have a nation and to prove to the world our seriousness. We had to form a government. Accordingly, the society sent notice of the Black Conference to be held in Detroit on Saturday, Sunday, March 30 and 31, 1968, to Black person, groups, and publications all over the country. Members of the Malcolm X Society, who prepared the conference, meet largely in the rambling Maryland street home of Octavian and Amara Bedelli, including Clara and Thomas Lockett, Full and Samba Bogolongogo, Umbage Malfome Adafume, Charles Enoch, Raymond Ed Willis, James Dawkins, Abdullah Muhammad, and Gaidi Abadeli. Brother Amari, a professional writer and president during the civil rights era of the Detroit Dynamic, a successful group on advanced leadership goals, were told to write the final document, propose procedures, laws, programs, and decorate independence, but decided to root out and will place before the conference. Bully Gaidi, a brilliant and dedicated liberation lawyer, was named general conference chairman. Raymond Willis, a young accountant, was named presiding chairman. This lad was an especially fortunate choice. The two-day convention opened Saturday morning at the Shrine of Black Madonna, an almost impossible task facing it for the limits for the time allowed. Participants were divided into three classes: observers, technical advisors, and those ready for separation. Now, who would design delegates? The conference quickly convened itself by its own vote into a founding convention for an independent Black nation. Then, under Broderick Ray's magnificent chairmanship, the convention moved unflinchingly through the many strange items on the agenda, long hours and much debate to arrive by Sunday night at a point where a name had been chosen: the Republic of New Africa. A national provisional government elected a statement of basic law settlement and declared independent prepared for signature. An important breakthrough in legal direction had occurred early in the convention when a position paper by Attorney Joanne Franklin had been introduced, which argued that Black people had no need to renounce American citizenship because we legally had none. She based this on two facts. First, the U.S. government had never given Black people the protection which any government must give to its true citizens. And second, the free Black slave had no choice when the 14th Amendment for the U.S. Constitution for a citizen. Yeah, they just a little brief history of the vision of public Africa in regard to basic things, land independent reparation, land independent government. And I also like to go over two events that occurred during this month. October 1968, R.N.A. Treasurer, Oboba, Olowo goes to New Orleans. He contacts Dara Abukari and empowers her to begin organization of the Deep South. In November 1968, Sister Dara carries organizational work into the Jackson, Mississippi area. Work had two objectives: to let Black people know we have a right to self-determination, and that the Black nation was formally declared and created on March 31, 1968, and two, to flare up rebel fight to free the land. Sister Abukari and Oboba Olowo was the original member of the original cabinet. They were founding members of the Virginia Republic of Africa. Dara Abukari was the first president of the Virginia Republic of Africa as well. Okay. I have another event. October 1971, Attorney John Britton, Fred Banks, and William Miller, they filed a habeas corpus motion. The R&L 11 are returned to Jackson to Hines County Jail. Lawyer and doctor William Miller were released of sister injured Quartis to have baby. Charges remain. State charges of murder, waging war, and assault are dropped against sister Aisha Selene, brother Spade Damama, and brother Tawal. Amari is held on a high bail. All others included sister Tamusana are held without bail. That's of course talking about the R&L 11. Who validly defended the government August 18, 1971, and McElvin on in Jackson, Mississippi. But those were a couple of events that happened in the week during history. As we wait, kind of wait and see if our guests come on, because he haven't came on yet. Kind of see what's going on right now. walk right with him, I guess. Yes. Quick.
Let's go.
Yeah. Ghetto children singing. See, they eager to learn how to become the next world leaders. Brave hearts. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Book one, strategy, tactics, technique. Look dumb, but massively notice the weakness in all of them. Gotta shoot only if necessary. Homie, vestige is very real if enemies carrying heavy steel. Beware the thugs who ain't scared of blood or jail time. When Aryan nations ain't having integration, we so blind the beauty of life. But when my mom said, nigga, you could be Christ, I wasn't old enough to hold my dick and pee right. Jesus, what is he like? I picture him standing with diamonds on him, little different from the way my mommy saw him. Practice your aiming, physical training and difficult terraining. Test your endurance, try to keep your stamina banging, splitting duchess up, strap up. The armies of school teaching smart ways to kill. I'm thinking Gandhi was a fool, the chronic's a fool. Got me thinking out loud, fuck it, sleep on my drunkenness, I blow your brains out. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here.
My revolution is as real as Bobby Seals I build. With dudes and Chris worth a quarter mil and Dick's Hill. For fish gills and cop guns, the time come I mask up and get my comrade off the bus. Fuck the beef, I snatch a seed from Chuck E. Cheese and feed them to the rats in the back of the peas. Black fatigue and off the scenes on a sofa. 50-inch flat screen, Louis Vuitton holster. My motions don't appeal to appellate division. I did it strong for 7 long years in prison. Fuck the system, I'm like a modern-day Hitler. A black gorilla, crib and blood and one nigga. Only killers know my face. I be the case for shooting at the police. Nigga, the name Lake goes simultaneously with street revolution. 21 gun salute the new Huey Newton.
Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Teach our woman how to hold a family down in case something happens to us fathers. Protect the children, grab revolvers. The woman plays an important part of our life force. So what we fight for, my heart goes to you, beautiful wife in war.
And listen more and talk less. Watch all and trust none, demand your respect. And be ready to die for what you believe in. And ride all the time, not just when convenient.
Justice and freedom, wisdom and understanding. We the lost children of Israel in this Western world region. You ain't a man, you a coward if you can't support the girl you put a seed in.
Strong rule the weak, but the wise rule is strong. It's more to a war than just getting it on. Seal your form, cover your tracks, stay prepared. I don't care, no one's spared.
Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here.
We back. Unfortunately, nothing I would guess is not going to be all tonight. Who's the national election committee? Bob Lucada. So we're going to postpone the show again. So we're just going to end the show. We thank everybody for their patience. And also to ask that the quick support for independence. If you want to learn more about the Green Utopia Africa, you can find us on social media, on the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the Republic African. Also, go on our website, which is www.pg-rna.com. Again, www.pg-rna.com. Upon going to the website, please register. Please register, get your citizenship, and also you have a citizen form and become part of the nation. And also be attentive for various publications and announcements coming on the website, as well as the social media pages. Learn more about the new African election that takes place November 3rd through the 5th, 2023. also the upcoming New African Nation Day to take place March 29th through 31st, 2024, in Dodge County, Clark Town, which is known as Columbia, Georgia, the Embassy, which is located at 2503 Dawson Street, Columbia, Georgia, 319. I'm saying Law and the Resistance, Law and New African Independent Movement.